greatest gift we have in life is life itself. The second greatest gift we have is the power to choose the direction of that life. We literally are the creative force of our own life. No animal has this power. No thing has this power. Only human beings. It is the unique gift given to humankind that we truly are the creative force of our own life. It is hardwired into our very capacity. Nevertheless, many people grow up absolutely mired in all of this software, this social software, which gets on top of that hardwired creative force and begins to erode it away. And people begin to blame circumstances and situations and others for not having focused on what really is most important to them. Now, once you realize you are the creative force of your own life, what is the most important decision that you make? Would you not agree it is the decision that governs every other decision? Doesn't that make eminent common sense to you? That one decision that governs all other decisions, you know what that is? That is the decision regarding your own value system. Those become the criteria by which every other decision are made. Those become the criteria by which all decisions are made. Your values may include your purposes, your sense of mission, the principles you deeply believe in, the things you care most about. You have to think very, very carefully what these things are. Simply for the reason I have given, they govern every other decision. Most people don't do this, particularly in the Western world. It isn't a reflective world. It's an action-oriented world. But we must take the time to reflect, to stop, to think, and to ask the deeper question, what wall do I want to put my ladder of life against? What is my purpose? What would I want to accomplish? What values do I want to live by? Because ends and means are inseparably connected. In the long run, you can never accomplish a worthy end with an unworthy means. You might think you could, and it might make sense to some people and have some short-term benefit, but I'll guarantee you, down deep inside you and others that you may be associated with, they knew that you compromised. And it will begin to affect, ultimately, the quality of all work, all decisions. Ends and means are inseparable. That's why the most important of all strategic decisions we make surround what our value system is, our purpose, our principles, our guidelines, the things on which we make all other decisions.
Why would we have values as the base of the pyramid? It's what we base our actions on, so it provides that solid base. Have you ever found yourself acting without considering values? Sure, we do it all the time. And sometimes that's fine, and sometimes it may not be fine. But in this case, we're going to say, let's make sure that we have that base identified and internalized so that when we do take certain actions, we can have that relationship to the values. In which case, again, there's more to do than there is time to do it. So if I'm doing the things that are values driven, then I know I'm doing the more important things. So the base of the pyramid, identify values. Now, identifying them and having that base written is a great base, but then to make them happen, we need a blueprint. We need our own plan to get there. And so at the next level, we start the planning process by setting goals. So we're going to spend a few minutes here on setting goals, not a great deal of time, but we are going to talk about doing it, and in the planner, I'm going to show you some forms to help you do that. So now we have this wonderful base of information. It's values-driven, with some specific goals and some deadlines, making sure that I implement it into an already very busy life is now where that rubber hits the road. And the first part of that is plan weekly. You see, getting balance in our lives between professional and personal and all the other demands on our lives, making sure that we have balance, we don't do it at the goal setting level. The goal setting level is a little too far out, and it's just getting the blueprint in action. But we can't do it at the daily level either because we're too close to it. So taking a weekly perspective, taking 20 to 30 minutes each week, looking at my whole week and making sure that I'm creating the balance, that I'm creating the quadrant two things. So I'm going to give you three steps that if you do every week will help you create that balance. And the culmination of it then comes at the plan daily, at the peak of the pyramid. It's here where we put everything into practice. We do it. So the peak of the pyramid, plan daily, and it's really plan and implement daily, is the culmination of everything we've done to the point of each day. Now, our actions are better thought out, better planned, more quadrant two focused. So this whole process of going values up to daily planning is a process of focusing really well before we take steps to do. I want to share with you a quick story. This is back to the days when I worked at Rubbermaid, and I first got certified to teach this program within the company. It was the very first one I was ever teaching. And I had 50 people come to it. And at that time, Rubbermaid had a document called the Philosophy and Fundamental Principles. It really reflected values, mission. And I had it printed up then on a little bit of a cardstock planner size. At that time, the only size planner you could get from Franklin was Classic. There was one size. There was one planner. It was Classic. And so I printed it up and I handed it out in class at the time we were talking about organizational values. And I was spouting the party line. Thought this was very cool that Rubbermaid had this. This is back in the mid-80s. And there was a guy in class that I think overreacted because he jumped up out of his chair and he took this and held it up so everyone could see it and started doing this, crumpling it up. And while he's crumpling it up into a ball, he's yelling, "Yeah, right, we don't do this stuff around here." And he throws it across the room. Stuff was the word I think he used. something close, anyway. And then he started doing a little bit of pacing up and down the aisle. And he's just kind of, you know, ranting and raving of how we don't live our values. As we got down to it and settled things down, what he was really saying was that during his career, he had seen in other people behaviors that were inconsistent with the values. Is that reality? Yeah. We're always going to be seeing behaviors that might be inconsistent with the values, especially if we're picking one value. Saying, see, we don't live it. The truth is values come in conflict, choices have to be made, and some people, some individuals, based on their behavior and what they bring to the party, don't always act in complete accordance with the values. That does not mean that those are not the values of the organization. It just means as an organization, we are not there yet. If we were using his logic, then none of us would have values. Because at times we act inconsistently with our values. Maybe intentionally, maybe not. But identifying values sets a path for us to work towards. It doesn't mean we're living it at 100% of our lives, 100% every day. So when you think about an organization, what are organizations made up of? Who is the organization? It's the individuals. So for an organization to be living in accordance with its values, then who really should be living in accordance with its values? The individual, us. It's not looking around. You can look around and you always find behaviors inconsistent if that's what you're looking for. You can also look around and always find behaviors consistent if that's what you're looking for. But I think the real question is, what about my behaviors? What do I want people seeing from me? What's important? And if I accept employment with an organization, I think I accept the responsibility. No, I don't think. I do accept the responsibility to embrace their values and their mission. And if I can't, I should probably make a different choice.
This is the end of the first CD. Please insert the second CD to continue the program.